You're listening to SBS News.
240 people are now in quarantine on Christmas Island after they were evacuated from Wuhan, the epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak. Back in China, Hubei province looks like a ghost town, the streets deserted, as those who remain play a waiting game. Among them is Australian permanent resident Ying Wang and her family.
Part of me feels wants to come back to Australia as soon as possible, with all costs. And now I feel like maybe I should wait, or I can't decide really. My mind is so fuzzy.
An Air New Zealand flight from Wuhan landed in Auckland this afternoon with 35 Australians on board. The government says it's arranging a second evacuation flight, but with Qantas stopping flights to China in 4 days' time, the window for leaving is fast closing. Prime Minister Scott Morrison warns that time is running out.
Australians in these categories who are in mainland China should not assume that Australia will be in a position to put flights as we have into Wuhan if there are further closures that we see happen in different parts of China. As to the best of my knowledge, before I came out here, I wasn't aware of any other provinces where China has shut its borders in those provinces.
It's been 48 hours since the first evacuees arrived from Wuhan, but locals who live on Christmas Island say they're still being kept in the dark.
The first time that I heard, I feel like really concerned because I had a children.
This virus from China that come over here, we don't mind as long as they keep away from us.
Christmas Island Shire President Gordon Thompson says there was little to no warning about the imminent arrival of the evacuees from Wuhan to the island.
People were concerned about interactions between people who may have the virus, who are being brought to the island in a large number, and therefore the density of potential infection was of a concern to them. The general concern that the government just does what they like with Christmas Island without any concern for Christmas Islanders, that was very much a theme of people's concerns.
Mr. Morrison's commended the Chinese community for helping curb the spread of the virus.
Thank you to the Australian Chinese community. You are magnificent. The way you have supported each other, the way you've acted in such a responsible fashion, on occasions with great provocation, which I've found reprehensible.
Evan Young, SBS News.